message.
Let's talk about the tightrope walk between ambition and contentment. You know, that tricky balancing act where you're trying to climb the ladder of success while also remembering to stop and smell the roses, you know, without turning that ladder into a pogo stick of stress. Well, here's the deal. Ambition is like a super strong espresso. It wakes you up, it gets you moving, and keeps you chasing your dreams. But too much, you're jittery, anxious, and suddenly wondering why you were trying to launch your own kombucha empire at 2 o'clock in the morning. On the flip side, contentment is like that cozy blanket that you never want to leave. It's warm, it's comfy, and it whispers, stay here, everything is fine. But if you wrap yourself too tight, you might never leave that couch or, you know, achieve anything. So how do we balance the two? Well, here are a few thoughts.
Set goals without making them your entire identity.
Ambition is great, but don't let it hijack your personality. If your entire sense of self-worth hinges on getting that promotion, buying that car, or hitting 10,000 followers on TikTok, you're setting yourself up for a meltdown when life throws you a curveball.
And life always throws us a curveball.
Think of goals as GPS coordinates. They guide us, but they don't define the journey. Besides, nobody wants to be the person at the party who can only talk about their five-year plan.
Spoiler alert, that's not charming.
Learn to celebrate the small wins.
Now here's a pro tip. Appreciating the present does not mean giving up on the future. It just means noticing the little things along the way. Like, hey, you didn't hit snooze 12 times this morning. Victory! Or you finally folded the laundry before it became your new closet. Gold star for you. Celebrating these moments gives our brains a hit of happiness now instead of deferring it to some mythical day when everything is going to be perfect.
Spoiler, that day is as real as unicorns and calorie-free pizza.
Reframe your rest as productive.
Let me hit you with a wild thought. Taking a break does not mean that you're lazy. It means you're recharging. Even your phone knows when to chill, and it doesn't have dreams of world domination. Rest is the secret sauce that keeps ambition sustainable. So take a nap, go for a walk, or stare into space and pretend you're deep in thought. You're not slacking, you're strategizing.
Remember,
life is happening now.
Here's the kicker. If we're always chasing that next thing, we might miss out on the good stuff that's already here, like the way our kid laughs, the taste of our morning coffee, or that one friend who texts you memes at midnight. Ambition pushes us forward, but contentment lets us enjoy that ride. And isn't the ride the whole point? I mean, nobody is lying on their deathbed thinking,
man, I wish I'd stressed more about my LinkedIn endorsements.
So, the secret to balancing ambition and contentment, it's knowing when to hustle and when to hit pause. Keep dreaming big, but don't forget to look around and appreciate what is already here. Because life is not just about the finish line, my friends. It's about the miles we run, the detours we take, and the snacks that we eat along the way. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to dream about my kombucha empire and enjoy a nap. It's balance, right?